Can you remember anything about the municipal politics before that? Why it went into receivership? Do you have any idea?
No, I think...
I think the whole trouble was that Burnaby was overextended. They had no control over where people would build a house or anything. And as soon as somebody built a house, well, then they'd raise Cain. They'd want water and they'd want a road. And Burnaby was trying to put them in. And they, well, you put it, in those days, a $300 or $400 road into a place where the taxes were about $60 a year. Well, there was no way that Burnaby was going to survive.
They had water mains all over the municipality and no houses, maybe one house taken off it.
Yeah.
And they rushed it out before they ever got into use.
So it was really spread out.
Spread out too much. As if it had been organized and we'll develop this little district now and then this one next. And, you know, service it right, it would have been all right.
See, no farmer would have run his farm like they did. He'd have at least planned out which part of it he was going to work on that year. He can't leave the rest to hay or something. But not Burnaby. They wanted the whole pie all at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did people who lived in the government road area view other parts of Burnaby? Like, did Vancouver Heights seem a long way away and very different?
Oh, it was foreign country.
Yeah, long ways away, all right.
Of course, we knew lots of people living on the Heights. But still, you never mixed with any of the kids up there, but you, well, how are you going to get there in the first place?
How would you have got
it? Well, walk.
That's what you're doing.
Or a bike. Mm-hmm. I saw more of BC on a bicycle than I ever did in a car.
What about in the Vancouver Heights area? Did you see different distinct communities in other parts?
Well, we were very insular. We thought North Burnaby was the only place to live. If you lived in South Burnaby, you weren't anybody. If you lived south of Hastings Street in North Burnaby, you were really nobody.
About Capitol Hill?
Well, that was no place to live either. Everyone who lived on Capitol Hill was really poor. And they lived in little jerry-built shacks. And I think everyone on Capitol Hill was on relief. And yet Capitol Hill eventually became a very desirable place to live, and that's where we lived until we came up here.
I've heard it referred to in those days as Red Hill.
Yes.
Yes.
I can remember my father referring to some of our neighbors as Reds. I didn't know what he meant. But in the Depression, the people who were really hard up and against the government were all put in the same boat. They were Reds.
Then the CCF came in.
They turned pink.
Yeah. My father was a conservative and a Presbyterian and from Southern Ontario, and of course my grandmother was the same. And the first time that he deserted the Conservative Party and voted CCF, my grandmother, oh boy. I can remember that scene yet. Fred, the tears were out.
Would that have been in 1933 or was it later that he
was? Somewhere around there, I don't know. But
Did the beginnings of the CCF have quite an impact on people then?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sure did. Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody was so fed up with the way things were going, and anything new would be worth voting for.
Burnaby was one of the places where they were strongest, too.
Right.
Yeah.
They really never lost their strength there.
Harold Winch and...
Ernie Winch. Ernie himself was a real square leader, I think.
Yeah.
Real
they voted for him even...
Right, no matter
they
what.
They didn't have to be CCF.
No, he
they
could have been
vote
anything.
For Ernie
he
Winch.
Was for the good of the municipality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he was a square shooter and a hard worker.
Even the politicians were parochial. There was no going thinking about the good of the British Columbia. To hell with that. What about my municipality or my constituents?
Not just that. What about my South Burnaby or my North Burnaby?
Yeah.
Never mind all of Burnaby.
Yeah, that was another thing. Uh-huh. It was a ward system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And to us in North Burnaby, it seemed South Burnaby got everything and we got nothing.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why. maybe the people in South Burnaby felt that we got everything and they got nothing. I don't know.
Did you think the people in South Burnaby were different or just a long way away?
Just a long way away. Yeah. It was a day's trip to go over to Edmonds. I used to go with my mother. She was a very active member of the VON and also the IODE. And she would go once a month to a meeting in Edmonds, and that meant going down into downtown Vancouver and getting on the interurban and going out to Edmonds, and that was a real day's outing. So we didn't know anyone who lived in South Burnaby. We didn't have a car, so we did all our traveling by streetcar.
IODE and organizations like that, do you have any idea how they responded to the Depression yet? Were you too young?
Well, the Depression passed me by. It's only in retrospect that I know that there was a Depression. But, well, the IODE I've always felt was a useless organization anyway. It was just for the betterment of the British Empire, whatever that is. But the VON did a tremendous amount of work. My mother was very active in that, and the only public health nurse there was in North Burnaby was employed by the VON. And she worked 24 hours a day and 7 days a week for practically nothing.
Were many of your neighbors on Cambridge Street and in that area unemployed?
I thought my uncle was unemployed. And some of our friends were. One of our friends who had had a very good job and was considered wealthy by most of our standards suddenly lost his job. And the only way he could survive was to do odd jobs for his friends. And he put in our bathroom. When we first got real plumbing in our house, he did it because he knew how to do it. And it was a very humiliating experience for him to have to do things like that.
Very humiliating plumbing thing he put in, too.
It worked.
Restrict the amateur.
Yeah, it worked. It was a great day when that was completed.
Mm-hmm. It was all a little house in the back.
Most of my parents' friends, though, had jobs of a sort, and some had cars. And none of us seemed to suffer.
Well, I guess if you had an income, then it was quite a good time.
Oh, yes, it was. My mother used to send me up to buy the, what she called the joint for the weekend, with a dollar. And I went to the butcher shop with a dollar, and I told the butcher that we needed a joint for the weekend. And I would get this enormous roast that I could barely stagger home with. And that we had that for Sunday dinner, and we had it Monday, and we had it Tuesday, and maybe even Wednesday we were still having it.
Must have been quite a summer.
Uh-huh. Yes, can you imagine buying
that? Well, we used to have a root house, as we call it, and we'd have potatoes and carrots and cabbage and apples and everything in there, and then we'd kill the pigs and we'd get the meat cured so the bacon would be hanging up in there, and we'd have all the rest of it was in barrels in a brine.
Oh yeah, salt pork.
Well, it wasn't salty like that. You didn't have to hard boil it or anything to get the salt out first. You just took it out and fried it up and it was good. But you didn't put any salt on it, of course. And boy, you go into that root house, you know. When the doors have been shut, you'd open the thing up in the morning and go in there. Oh man, would that smell good. And it'd be all our own grown stuff.
Yeah, even in our little 66-foot lot we had. We had enough garden that we had all our own vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What about at your place, Mrs. Cousin? You had a garden.
Yes, we grew our own vegetables, a few strawberries, things like that. We had a few chickens, a couple of ducks. They were pets. Mm-hmm. We ate them, though. And a goat.
Well, even in our so-called civilized area, quite a few people had goats.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of goats in this.
Well, they were easier to feed than a cow.
My uncle had rabbits by the dozens. They used to eat them and sell them.
That's one thing I've never eaten in my life, unless I ordered chicken somewhere and going home.
Yeah, rabbit.
Well, we used to eat it on the prairie. The rabbits there.
Yeah.
Now they look too much like a skinny cat.
Yeah.